Good morning. Yeah. Before I start, can we pray? Father God, we welcome your Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this morning, a beautiful Sunday that we spend time with God, with you. And there are many, many people out there who don't know you. They are about everywhere. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you save them, Lord. Your actual message go forth. Lord, may your Holy Spirit challenge us. Lord, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Walk the dog. This is my topic. Walking the dog means acting out what you see. In the Christian life, we are not only a preacher, but also a doer. There are many people come on my way. They can say, oh, I'm doing Disneyland, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But nothing can be materialized. You know? People respect, walk the dog. Walk, they know us because we are walk the dog. You know, like Jesus, he is not only a preacher, but also a doer. And we preach about love. We must show the love in action. Like, I say to my wife, I love you. I really care for her. You know, I love my children. I care for my children. You know, I love my staff. I care for my staff in action. Not only say I love you. You know, love does not mean in the church only, but out of this church. That's what I call church without four walls. We need to love, show the love to others. Amen? Amen. Faith without doing good is worthless. James 2:20. Just as words without action is also useless. In both cases, action show what a person is saying is true. In other words, action speak louder than the words. Yeah, amen? So we do our action, like James says, faith without action is death. You know, our Christian faith is acting out to show the world that Christ truly loves us. Amen? Matthew, can we read together? 1, 2, 3. Amen. Amen. What we can learn, 3 points. Number one, love is action. When our heart moves in compassion, automatically our four limbs, hand and legs, will move together in actions. If we go hard, there is a way. If there is no heart, it will muddy. So, as a Christian, we must have a heart for the lost souls, for the poor, for the needy, for the marginalized. Amen? If your resource and strength are limited, you can refer to specific organization. Don't shut your mind. Don't shut your eyes. Don't shut your heart. If you can't do, you can ask, Pastor, can you help this person? We will work together with you. If you heard the woman got abused, your neighbor, don't shut your ear. Go to WCC. What is WCC? Women's Center for Change, my favorite center. So that's why this morning I told Pastor, maybe we can start MCC, Men Crisis Center. So women also can abuse men. No, I just kidding. My wife loves me one. So, we can refer to other organizations. If you saw a disabled, you can refer Eden or Beneath Plastic. Number two, love is blind. Love is blind, not mean is, Pastor, I love that girl. I know her for 5 days. I want to marry her. Love is blind. No, not like that. No. Love is blind. That means beyond race and religion. Love that we must, whether able or disabled, rich or poor, we must love them. Everyone got problems. Whether they are good education or uneducation, which they have own set of problems. They were even worse, And whether race, either Malay or Young Asli, Indian, Chinese, they also need the love of Christ. I challenged a judge a few years ago. A judge told me, Sivan, this race, I cannot wish. I pass to you. I said, what Jesus said? Jesus was the Jews. He called the variables Samaritan and Jews. As you know, Samaritan and Jews, like Tom and Jerry, cat and dog, they can work, get along. Why Jesus called this parable? Because he wants us to love all and serve all. Amen? Amen. Whether the color scheme, fair and flag or whatever, we must love. Love must not go against our principle. We must stick our principle that Jesus loves us, that's why we love you. Amen? We show love in action. Amen? Yes. Love is commanded. In verse 46 and 47, it's a stern warning, it's a strict warning for Christians. as you know, entire Bible, and our God Jesus Christ is called us to love the nation, love the people. And he gave a very strong warning, you know, for those who didn't do at least to them, you will go to eternal punishment. No, we must have fear of the Lord. We must do what the Lord has commanded. No, and we must pay a strong service what God showed us. This is our work. Thank God this year we are celebrating 20th anniversary. By God's grace, we are 20 years. And throughout 20 years, there is many times I cry like a baby. I feel I want to shut down and come back to Penang. But God always say to me, don't look at man. Man can fail you. Whether Christian or not Christian, man can fail you, but God never fail you. Amen. Our vision is empowerment towards dignity and justice. We need to respect whom they are, whether they are rich, they are disabled, they are not healthy, we must respect them. And we must stand for justice. Don't just keep quiet when there is justice toward the people. So our mission is to reach out, develop, empower the poor and needy and marginalized, respective race and religion. We are registered under Register of Society, but we are Christian organization. We must add the holistic work of Jesus Christ. Our ethos, exalting Christ, Christ number first. We want to expand in Christ's kingdom. And lastly, glorifying Christ's name. This is our principle, our ethos. So we, our work center, we got 51 disabled who come every Monday to Friday. They come to work. Laundry, make soap, and all the craft. Recycle, collecting the not used, and we sell again. And we have all kind of job. And we got therapy class, and I got only one client, even one, we must do it good. One soul is very precious. Don't say, I'm aiming 10 or 20. One soul, God send it to you. We must do it the best. Amen. We have learning center. We want to reach out to these children who have broken hearted, broken family. Father in jail, mother, single mother, some of them mother also drug addict. They stay with their grandparents. And we try to restore the love of Jesus Christ, whether they are Malay or whatever races. We got computer, we got internet. Most of them, they don't have internet at home. They are poor. They come to our center to do homework through internet. Library, You got musicals everybody. And boy, but time music teacher, because music is a good for them, and we give them opportunity to stand up, performance, yeah, to boost up their dignity, yeah. And we have second teenager again. The teenager, who have broken, they have relationship, they drop out, and they have boy and girls problems. And along as we work, actually I go to kampung to kampung to preaching and to give motivation about 2 hours or more than 2 hours per kampung. And I go Saturday, Sunday, sometimes I go up to 4 kampung. Next Saturday, Sunday, I will be going to 4 kampung and come back to Taiping after midnight on Sunday. It's very tired. And I go, I teach them, then follow up by their leaders and pastors. So this is Loyang Kampung. Some of Kampung is beautiful church built by Korean Christians. Some Kampung is very small, but I still teach. At the below, I use my laptop in the open air, preaching. I still use laptop to preaching and teaching in motivation. So they just stand up, and I, of course, under the shade. So every time I go to churches for last 4 years, and few months ago, I got the opportunity. I went to Suau for our dearest brothers, sisters in other religion. So, to share my testimony, to boost them, to motivate them. But after I come back to Taiping, I cannot shooting everywhere. But thank God no authority come to me yet. So, Pastor, if I got anything, can you please take care of my family as well? And boy lawyer for me? If I even go, if I like even go, please contact special service for me. Yeah, joking on my wife. So I went to another kampung using generator, but the generator break down. So I use laptop. My daughter, Andrea, helping me to control, and they enjoy small screen, you know, to hear me talk. So I also distribute goods. This Kursus Kewangan, I financial literacy or financial education. On this end of this month, we are going to have our second seminar. And the speaker, James Singh, is our vice chairman. And we use biblical principle to teach them. You know? We are very thank God for the opportunity to share to our neighbors, our other faith, you know, how God used Christian to control the financial. So last month, I bring around 30 over disabled to Cameron. push up the hill, no joke. Come back, big eight, can I walk? It's the joy to bring them outing. This is, I think, 15, 3 years ago, we went to Malacca. Yeah. So, besides of doing community work, we want to expand our testimony to the newspapers, to the Facebook. Facebook not boost myself, but to bring testimony, testify the Lord's goodness in our life. Who am I? Jackie Chan, who am I? I am disabled because according to my mom, when I come out from my mother's tummy, I don't have oxygen for a few seconds, and one part of my brain damaged. That's why I couldn't walk, I couldn't stop properly, I couldn't stand properly. My auntie put me in on the wall. My leg start to move, shake. And I'm a very unhealthy boy, always get asthma, fever, and other sickness. Then I went to Binance Basic School from 2 years old to 14 years old. I learned to walk, swim, talk, and go to normal school, Roger Dunuda. That's why I know Pastor GB, Pastor Jonathan. You ask him how he teach me. When I was from four, he teach me mathematics. I tell you, he teach me five times. I still cannot understand. He just laugh. Then, let's pray. So now you say, Stephen, you are very fast. I cannot catch up with you. Am I right? Yeah. So I remember last time I walked at Marble, one finger, just pushed me. I just fall down. But God is good. God changed my life. And I'm still on my journey to serve God. Whether I weak or good or whatever, the more you serve God, the more God gives you the strength. Amen? God gives you wisdom. Last time I very, very slow. B-A-B-I. Oh, I need to learn many times to pronounce B-A-B-I. Then, after that, I know B-A-B-Y, B-I-E-S, babies. I got three babies. You understand my joke? So now I thank God for God's grace. I'm nothing. I still serve Him. Amen? Amen. We are nothing. By God's grace, God gives us life. Last scripture, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father in heaven. Every good work outside see us, they will glorify God. Actually, I want to build up a song. This young man, Vendigo, he is blind. He born normal boy because he got many complications, brain tumor, all kind of bring them a sacrifice. He can, although you cannot see, he still loves God, serves God. And the most thing, the job has to go by Shuko. That means always give thanks to God. We thank God we got eyes to see. We got legs to move, hand to do many things. We got our spiritual connection to our Abba Father and know our living God. But there are people outside who are crying. You may say, oh, I don't have time. You see the life of Francisco. He has so many challenges. He still serves God. Not only serves God, he sings the top hatiku bashuko. Always give thanks to God. And I want to challenge you. There are many people outside are crying. Don't go to the wish senior home only, but also go to other senior home, wish helper, like Sungai Dua, Greenland. They also need Christ, need love from Christian touch. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Without you, without grace, we cannot come to your throne. We thank you that we recognize that Jesus died on the cross for our sin. Not everyone can recognize that. Only we can recognize and we can accept. That's why our life be changed. But only one thing, God, help us to follow you, to carry the cross, to serve, to make our hand dirty, to serve you, and to bring many souls into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name.